Friends say growing up in Hammond, Indiana, John Krasinowski was like a lot of kids, a natural-born jokester. He loved motorcycles and barbecuing. After graduating from Morton High School, he married his high school sweetheart, had a baby boy named Jaden, and was trying to figure out what he wanted to do in life.
He had talked about going into the military a couple of times, and I think I deterred him a couple of times. After 9/11, he kept saying if he walks away from it and not serves his country, nobody else would stand up.
That's John's mother, Linda Krasinowski. John went off to basic training at Fort Riley, Kansas, before heading to Iraq in 2007. He served 4 years before eventually moving back home in early 2011 to live with his mom. John was divorced by then, but started studying to become a police officer. Linda says her son seemed pretty much the same as before.
He always carried a smile. If John didn't have a smile on him, he was probably sick or there was something wrong. But other than that, he always carried a smile.
Yet something was wrong with John. His military buddies say their unit often experienced combat and tried their best to cope.
When we're in Iraq, suicide is a big deal in the military. Obviously, it's getting bigger. But we used to joke around about it a lot.
Rob McGrath, who now lives in Texas, was in John's unit and shared an apartment with him at Fort Riley.
But I took it as a complete joke, you know, he's drunk, he's just trying to scare this girl.
That girl was fellow Hammond native Laura Latham, who lived with John in Kansas. Laura didn't take any of John's threats as jokes.
He did try to commit suicide twice in Kansas in front of me.
Laura says the first attempt happened after a party. John had been drinking, was depressed, and took out his gun.
I didn't know what to do because I had never seen a gun in real life. So I freaked out. I ran upstairs and got a roommate because we lived in the basement of a house with a bunch of army guys. He came downstairs and talked to John and got the gun away from them.
Laura eventually returned with John back to Hammond where they lived with his mom. But John continued to be haunted by the war, including one battle in an Iraqi village.
He said that there was children inside the village that he took down, and that's what haunted him every single day. I mean, he would literally wake up in the middle of the night, sweating and just in panic.
John's mom heard the same story.
And said that he was so sorry for what he had done to the children. He did not mean to hurt anybody. And he said he wished he would have never hurt one child at all. He wished he would have never hurt anybody. He knew what he had to do, but he wished he would have never hurt the children.
I wasn't able to confirm this particular incident, but it seems clear that John was struggling to adjust to civilian life. By June 2011, Laura and John broke up and she moved out. A month later, with his mom away on vacation, John hosted a party. After midnight, he started texting former Army buddies and calling friends. Laura Latham says she reached out to John after seeing a troubling message.
He had put up a Facebook status with the lyrics to a song called Tomorrow. Tomorrow, you're going to let go of everything. Tomorrow, you'll move on with your life. But tonight, you're going to have like the time of your life. And I said, because that was kind of scary.
About 4 a.m., the troubled young man was in his bedroom. He put a gun to his mouth and pulled the trigger. John Krasinowski was only 22 years old.
It's one of those things where you think it could happen, but you never believe it. I still remember exactly where I was, what time it was. I remember everything. It's the hardest thing to accept. Still to this day, it's been a year and 8 months, and it's still hard to accept that he's gone, and he actually did it, but he was sick.
I lived a life of hell. I don't have my son. Losing a child to a war, to suicide, to a car accident, to anything, it's the hardest thing.
John's mother, Linda, thinks soldiers who leave active duty should be required to seek mental health counseling.
I have a grandson that has to grow up without a father now. For the military to tell me that it's not mandatory for these gentlemen, it's really sad. It hurts so bad.
Right now, free counseling services are mandatory for active duty soldiers returning from a deployment. But non-active or reserve units are not required to seek treatment, says Mark Ballesteros, a spokesman for the Department of Veteran Affairs.
The most important step for individuals is to understand they need assistance, and that and for them to make that step. That's a critical kind of commitment in the treatment process.
So far, there's no effort to make the treatment mandatory for those not in active duty. And even John's own Army buddies, guys like Jared Palmer, don't agree on whether counseling should be made mandatory.
You can't be forced to go do anything. Nobody wants to be forced to do something. Nobody. They're not going to talk. They're just going to close. Just shut down.
But that's cold comfort for John's mother, Linda Krasnowski.
Wish he would have gotten help. Not seeking the help, I don't understand why he didn't do it or why he wouldn't do it. But that's my baby. That's my youngest. I got my older daughter and I got him. And I love him too much to be mad at him. And I'm still proud of him. I'll always be proud of him.
I'm Michael Puente.
Tomorrow, I'm gonna leave here. I'm gonna let you go and walk away like every day I said I would. And tomorrow, I'm gonna listen to that voice of reason.